The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving, as we're here on Thanksgiving Day, recording for the folks here. The wrestling don't stop.
Happy Indigenous Day.
Yeah, the wrestling don't stop, so we don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. NXT Cast is a part of the WrestleCast Network. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the NXT Cast by subscribing to the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Just look for the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign and subscribe to that. And NXT Cast will show up in your podcast queue each and every week. So it's time to start off fast and furious this week as we have Candice LeRae versus Ember Moon. Indy Hartwell is at ringside with Candice LeRae. Can we have time for a fashion cast moment?
Yes.
Indy Hartwell's hair. She had like the beat 'em up bitch braids on one side, and then like her hair just out on the other side.
And this red top and this leather, I was just like, yes, you look great. And she's tall as hell. Either Candice is real little, or India's tall as shit, because woo, the towering. She was like a head taller than her. Every time Candice was in the corner, I was like, there's Indy's head, because damn, you're tall. Statuesque. Loved it.
Ember Moon, she goes up top. She wants to hit the eclipse. That's when Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez, they get on their apron, and the distraction allows Indy Hartwell to sneak in, and she takes the eclipse for Candice. Then Candice takes out Ember Moon, and she gets the win with the wicked stepsister, or the double arm stomp. So Candice LeRae defeats Ember Moon with a little help from her friends on the outside.
Woo!
This was a
Candice
good match.
Finally being like, it was a real good match. Like, Ember Moon's little gear kind of looked like a cow. It was all like real spotted. I was like, okay, this is fine. But this was a really good match. I enjoyed this. They're finally letting like Candice be like the heel they kept saying she was. She's like winning. She's pulling in people. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota look amazing. That little highlighter tube top, little halter thing that Raquel was wearing, I was like, yep. Dakota with her little sparkly little bra thing, yep. The little camo pants. Love this. This is a really good match. I enjoyed this a lot. Indy Hartwell took one for the team. My God. How much is she paying you? What did she promise you, ma'am? My goodness.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be me.
We'll,
and my girl, she sold that eclipse the whole time, too. She ain't get up not much.
Yeah.
Not
we'll
until
talk
the
about
very
Indy
end.
Hartwell a little bit later in the evening. Ember manages to slip free and avoid a post-match attack. That's when Toni Storm comes out to help Ember to her feet. They go to enter the ring to take on Candice and her friends. And that's when Toni Storm pulls Ember back out of the ring and throws her into the steel steps. She sends Ember back inside the ring, feeding her to the wolves. Raquel Gonzalez ends the beatdown with a one-handed powerbomb as Toni Storm laughs on the outside as she watched all of this go down.
Triple H, Hunter Helmsley, Paul Levesque. Why do you want to turn every baby face into a heel? Why? We have like almost no baby faces. Every time he's like, I don't quite know what to do with you. Heel. Time to turn you into a heel. No. She was fine. as a baby face. Love her as a baby face. She's probably going to do great as a heel too, because she's amazing. So she'll be fine. And I really like the way she kept like giggling and like cackling. That was funny. But like, why does everybody have to be a heel? You wanted to do an Amber versus Tony match? You could have done it. It's fine. That could have just been like, we're both coming back. We both want that championship title. We got to go through each other to get to it. That's it. Babyface versus babyface match, feud, whatever. It's fine. Why does she have to be a heel?
Why? I think she has to be a heel so she can wear leather all the time. And I'm definitely a fan of that.
Listen, you can be a badass in leather. Look at Becky Lynch. She was wearing leather all the time. She was the man. It's fine.
We see the Undisputed Era walking through the parking lot as they're entering the Capitol Wrestling Center. The Legado del Fantasma. They have a vignette where Santos Escobar says that they're focused on turning Lucha Libre into their own form. He says they put the Cruiserweight title on the main show, including on TakeOver for the first time ever. He says the next challenger in Curt Stallion, he says they do not see him as a threat.
Santos Escobar looks like a glittery little Christmas ornament, and I was here for it.
Yeah, he found the Chris Jericho jacket supplier.
Give me the hookup, because they are immaculate. Loved it. Just glittering.
He was spitting some straight facts, though. He said he took the Cruiserweight title from the sideshow to the main show.
Ooh.
Put it on TakeOver, and they've, mm-hmm. Their careers have taken off. So, a lot of facts he was spitting in that little vignette.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, just talk your shit, sir. While you drinking this drink?
Undisputed Era hit the ring for a promo. Adam Cole finds it laughable that Pat McAfee and his boys think that they run things at NXT. He admits they gave them a solid taste of their own medicine, but that's it. Pat isn't there tonight, and one of them will face Pete Dunne in a ladder match for the War Games advantage. Adam Cole says Undisputed Era are undisputed in earning that advantage. Kyle O'Reilly steps up, saying he needs to fight Pete Dunne after what happened at Halloween Havoc. Cole and the rest of the guys agree completely. Adam Cole loves Angry Kyle, putting him over as the man who put Finn Balor on the shelf. It's a different Kyle, and at TakeOver, they'll face a different Undisputed Era.
Woo, this was good. They tapped into their heel thing real quick. They're like, let me take my heel pills today, because Adam Cole with the shots and the bangers. I was like, yes, my boys. They're like, we run this shit. You just got here. Everybody else has been trying to take our spot, and they failed every time. Don't try it. I was like, yes. Talk your shit there.
Right.
Talk your shit.
Backstage, Candace shoos away an interviewer and gets Dakota and Raquel to agree to be on Team Candace. She introduces them officially, and they add Toni Storm. Toni Storm appears and says, we're seeing the new Toni Storm that she promised when she came back to NXT.
Woo! I like this. Why are they being so mean to Mackenzie? Excuse you. I don't know. Right. That was just like, why? She's just doing her job. She's supposed to ask questions, guys. This is what she does. So she was just like, excuse me. And they just like turned. I was like, oh, poor little Mackenzie. Well, tall Mackenzie, because Candace is so little. I keep coming back to it. Everybody else is literally taller than her. Even Dakota.
Very fitting that this year Dakota Kai gets to be on the Women's War Games team with no shame.
Yes.
No. Is she or isn't she? So very gratifying for her this year.
Exactly. She deserves it. They asked her first.
This is where everything changed for her. Very fitting. Love how NXT tries to tie everything together if they can.
Yeah.
Kushida versus Timothy Thatcher. Now, see, AEW had a match to cater to you between Top Flight and the Hybrid 2, Jack Evans and the Helico. Yeah. And then
this is all you.
Yeah, NXT, they decided to serve this on here just for me.
Kushida now Kick low and against. Some of that feeling out process still in this matchup.
I think he was trying to almost get him down with a drop toe hold, but Tatsu just swept it away.
Couple of kicks right on the jaw by Kushida.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Just punch him right in the face.
Nice uppercut now. Kushida trying to answer back. Thatcher looking for an armbar. Kushida able to roll through. And again, both superstars so technically sound in this matchup. Belly to belly. The emotion on the face of Tommaso Ciampa has not changed as Thatcher into the cover and another kick out. Kushida, again, trying to knot up the lower body of Thatcher. Coming right back in, looking for the hip toss. Nice counter and, drop kick by Kushida.
That's more my style.
Right not, in the not mush.
Not the cartwheel so much, but you know.
Kushida building up steam and gets caught by Thatcher. And Thatcher now in the ropes. Gonna have to break the hold, but the damage is being done.
Break the hold. Come on, let's go. Bring it back inside. Bring it back in. One. Don't worry about Tommaso.
Thatcher took his eyes off Kushida into the post, and now Kushida trying to make Thatcher pay.
Very smart to take advantage of that.
Look at the face of Thatcher. As Thatcher looking into the eyes of Ciampa, but Kushida from behind, as we saw the one-on-one match back.
Absolutely.
Just a soccer kick to the elbow.
Gotta imagine how much. Oh, what an uppercut. Kushida answering back, a kick to that damaged left elbow. But Thatcher continuing to move forward. Looking for the double underhook suplex.
That probably took as much out of Timothy's arm.
Oh,
Tommaso standing.
Ciampa for the first time. And, oh, wait a minute. Again, off the distraction. Kushida trying to find his way. Trying to navigate into the hoverboard lock. Can Kushida finally break the hold of Thatcher? He does. Oh, my God. Thatcher just tapped out.
I told you. See?
That Timothy Thatcher has just tapped out.
I mean, that has to be embarrassing to the soul, down to the very core of Timothy Thatcher, his specialty, that just that can wrestling, and now he has to face the reality that he tapped out in a submission hold.
That a huge victory for Kushida.
Maybe he has a problem with me now.
Yes, Ciampa.
Go away, Ciampa.
Timothy Thatcher.
Damn it. I was like, stay your ass in the back. Oh, I love, this was such a good match. I love Jeans Kushida. Just great. This is so good. I was like, ooh, Thatcher, how you going to face your students now? You got tapped out, sir. And Mr. Man with the handlebar mustache, I was like, you're still part of that school after what he did to you in that ring? Okay. Maybe you can't get your deposit back. Maybe that's why. But damn, I would.
Yeah, August Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was like, oh, he's still there.
It seems like they're like playing off of the Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
Karate Kid school.
Yeah.
You know, where the teachers are abusive to them, but their students still show up.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to take that, though.
We get a video package recapping last week's great main event between Rhea Ripley and Io Shirai. Rhea Ripley says that she might not like Io, but she respects her. Both women go back and forth just talking about the match and how much of a toll it took on each of them. How at one point they had to stop the match because they thought Io was hurt. But she said continue the match. And then Rhea's talking about how, you know, she got thrown into the steps and it basically she lost feeling in her arm and how much the powerbomb through the table wrecked her back. And yeah, so it was just a really good kind of look back on the match and both women just kind of, you know, saying, hey, we got pushed to our limits on each side. So that was a nice touch there.
Back. This is really good.
Really good.
I guess this isn't Rhea's swan song.
Yes, she says that this, she also mentioned that people thought that this was some type of graduation moment last week between them when they had the hug and everything, and we were speculating maybe this was her official graduation moment from NXT, but she says, nope, none of that. Nope, not gonna happen. Well, while she's out there talking, the girls, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Toni Storm. Mm-hmm. They all hit the ring, and they basically beat down Rhea Ripley. They bring out a fault. They interrupt her promo by bringing out a beaten down Io Shirai. Raquel has her over her shoulder, and they just place her on a ramp. She's all knocked out, and then they run down there and beat the crap out of Rhea Ripley, leave her laying. So,
I was like, they took out my girl. Oh no! This is really good. Look at this spotlight on the women.
Backstage, Pete Dunne is asked about facing Kyle O'Reilly. Pete knows that Kyle broke Finn's jaw, but if Finn faced him, he'd be out for 2 years and not 2 months. Ooh. Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan say that they're better than Undisputed Era at everything, and they'll break them. Pete Dunne is in really good shape right now.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know why he's still wearing the singlet. It seems like he would be like trying to wear some trunks and show off that new and improved
show
physique.
Off the band.
Yeah, that he's worked so hard to gather.
Right. Look at this flat stomach, guys. That would be
like,
me.
Be out here like Tony Nese, like counting off his abs every week.
Right. So with me, just come out in a Speedo. Look at me. Look how cut I am. Enjoy these abs.
It's time for a special edition of the Kevin Owens Show. I forgot to say at the very beginning of the show, Kevin Owens is introduced as a special commentator for this week. I guess Barrett is on vacation. So Kevin Owens is there with a Kevin Owens shirt and a yellow tie. And just being Kevin Owens.
In the beginning match when Candace got like brought onto the table.
He's like, hi, Candace.
I was like, Kevin, she can't answer you. She's asleep right now.
He's like, oh, yeah, she's a little busy.
Yeah. And then when, who was it? Big Joseph was like, oh, my God, Dakota's kid. He was just like, yeah, you can tell by the way her hands are all across her face. Like, oh, my God. I love him.
So we get a special edition of the Kevin Owens Show with special guest Leon Ruff. Leon Ruff says that he's dreamed of being a WWE superstar for his whole life, and this has been a whirlwind experience. Kevin throws it to a video of him 2 weeks ago. It's the clip of the title being too big for his body, which they laugh off. Ruff cuts a generic babyface promo, and Kevin Owens tells him that he agrees with his words, but he needs to say it with more personality and fire so people backstage can take him more seriously. Ruff gets up and kicks away the chair, then shouts that he beat Johnny Gargano twice. KO hilariously face palms because he knows that saying someone's name on the show triggers their interruption. Almost on cue, here comes Johnny Gargano. He calls Leon Ruff a child, but when he gets in the ring, Kevin Owens gives him a chair, which Johnny throws outside of the ring. Kevin Owens gets another chair for someone, but doesn't say who. As soon as Johnny mentions Damian Priest, KO knows it's coming. Damian Priest arrives, and the three men argue, and Johnny shoves Leon Ruff. It leads to Damian Priest reminding Ruff that he said he'd defend the title against both of them. Kevin Owens says Teddy Long, or the NXT version of Teddy Long, should come out and book it. That brings out William Regal to make the triple threat match for TakeOver War Games, and he adds a playa at the end. So Kevin Owens out here stirring the pot up, getting Leon Ruff some confidence, giving him some advice about what he needs to do to navigate these shark-infested waters of NXT. The thing with the countdown and people's music was hilarious. Playing off the, you know, tried and true trope of, you know, as soon as somebody gets their name mentioned, here they come. This had a lot to it. It had a lot going on.
I love everything about this segment. From when Leo Ruff kicked the chair, and then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. That was a little aggressive. And then, like, Kevin Owens just being just, like, a tiny bit off when, like, introducing people. And then when Johnny was just, he probably doesn't get that reference because he's a child. It was hilarious. I loved every part of this promo. Like, Kevin Owens kept being like, I don't know why I bring these chairs out here. Nobody uses them. Oh, this is great. And look at Leon Ruff coming out here, looking a little more gathered. He has his, like, buttoned-out shirt on with the slacks. I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
This is great. I love this.
Wrestlers have come out so long in their shirts and wrestling gear. It's always a nice touch to see them in their street clothes when it's just a promo.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Damian Priest is cutting a promo, but he's out here in his, like, what would be considered a wrestling gear. It's like, man, I know you own some regular clothes. At least Johnny came out there in, like, his jeans and his own shirt.
Right.
Kind of like did half and half, you know?
Uh-huh.
Damian Priest is out here in full, like, oh, I'm going to beat somebody up gear. It's like, it's just a promo. Come, you know?
Well,
dressed for the promo.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, I guess so. Shout out to Sugar Free. Finn Balor vignette airs. He says he laid the groundwork for war. He wants these guys to go to war and then to come see him. He says the cat is back, and he says something about them playing in his kitty litter. He says it's not all good. He says the champ works on Wednesdays, and they know where to find it.
Woo, love this. He was just like, I don't like them playing you in my kitty litter. I was like, oh, okay. You better give me the cat references and the cat analogies. He stayed on thief. We love it. We love staying on thief. So this is good. I love that.
It's time for Cameron Grimes versus Jake Atlas. Atlas keeps the offense coming. He's getting some good offense in on Cameron Grimes until Cameron Grimes hits him with that running Spanish fly. Cameron Grimes then shouts, to the moon! And he wins with the cave-in. They did Jake Atlas dirty. They could have got somebody else to kind of be a jockey.
I know.
Considering the last month, Jake Atlas has been part of the major storyline of the Cruiserweight.
Exactly. Title. I was like, no. Don't do my boy like this.
Cameron Grimes has a celebration cut short by an appearance from Dexter Lumis. He runs away, but then Dexter points to the Titantron, which shows footage of Cameron Grimes running scared through their haunted house match, including the Dexter Lumis drawing of him. Dexter Lumis reveals a strap, and he throws it at Cameron Grimes, and basically he's challenging him to a strap match. After the break, Cameron Grimes is trying to leave the Capitol Wrestling Center. He says he's not scared of Dexter Lumis. William Regal finds him and books him against Lumis in a strap match at TakeOver.
Dexter Lumis, it's not worth it for me. I don't know you. I'd rather have like a Jake Atlas versus Cameron Grimes like feud. Give me that one. This one, I'm tired.
Now we come to the part where we were talking about earlier. Rhea Ripley comes to the ring to address her future. She promises that the hug with Io was only about respect and nothing more. It's not a send-off or anything like that. Candice LeRae interrupts with Toni Storm at her side. Candice says Io stole two wins over her with help, but beat Rhea by herself. Candice says Rhea talks the talk, but they walk the walk. That's when Dakota and Raquel come out, with Raquel carrying a battered Io Shirai. They hit the ring, and Rhea fights them off as best she can, doing quite well until Raquel joins in. The numbers are too much, and the heels leave Rhea Ripley laying. So War Games looks like it's going to be Candice LeRae, Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai, and Toni Storm against Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai.
This is going to be great. Ooh, they're going to try to kill each other.
Ooh. Yeah, remember last week we were speculating, like, well, who's going to be the fourth member of the team?
Right. It
was going to be Toni, Shotzi, and Ember, but they definitely pulled a swerve now. Because we thought that Indy Hartwell was going to be a member of Team Candice, but it looks like that she is going to be on the outside looking in. So, yes, I like the way that this is shaping up, but we need to see Shotzi. We haven't seen Shotzi Blackheart. That's the only thing that's
not
tying this all together. We've seen a lot of Team Candice building a team and interacting and bonding, but we haven't seen Shotzi Blackheart. So, I guess that's what next week's show is going to be about, focused on Shotzi coming back and probably off.
I thought she was going to come in to save Baby Rhea or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, we just got the vignette again that they ran last week of Shotzi basically, you know, constructing something, like maybe a new tank or something.
Maybe she's going to come and run them over.
We have a terrified Xia Li and Boa in our car, and they are scared as they are driven somewhere. They get to a figure under a hood, and they beg for forgiveness and a chance to prove themselves. They are both marked on the hand by the old dude from a few weeks ago. The person under the hood appears to be a woman, but there is no word on who it could possibly be.
Ooh, what's going going on? Riley looks like she's been kidnapped in a hole and hasn't eaten in like 3 days.
Right. I didn't
even. She was all dirty.
Yeah, I had to look at her like, is that Xia Li? Because she's always so made up and so pretty. She was looking, she was looking like she went through it.
I'm like, where do they have you? Like, where do you? She's like, she was like kicked down in the bottom of a well or something. I'm like, where were you, ma'am? Mm-hmm. Why you got so much dirt on your face? What's going on? I want to know.
Ever Rise is in the ring. They have a match that's scheduled, but the grizzled young veterans, James Drake and Zach Gibson, Liverpool's number one. That's funny. Yeah. On one of the first NXT UK takeovers, they had like a tag. It was like when they were doing the tag team tournament finals. Mm-hmm. And uh-huh. The Grizzled Young Veterans were the first tag team champions, I think. And somebody in the crowd had a sign that said Zach Gibson, Liverpool's number two. And it was like a turd flushing down the toilet. It was hilarious.
They're but, like, we're back in NXT. I'm like, when were you? I don't remember you.
Yes. The Grizzled Young Veterans are a great tag team. A lot of fun. Well, they hit the ring. They jump Ever Rise. They beat them down in their suits because everybody knows who's followed this show for any amount of time. The NXT UK guys, they always come dressed to the nines in their suits. You won't see them come into the ring in their wrestling gear during a promo. Nope. They all be dressing. They basically put the division on notice, and they finish off Ever Rise with the Ticket to Mayhem.
Oh, bye, DGYD.
Outside, Candice LeRae says that anyone dumb enough to join Shotzi's team will get run over. Poor Indy Hartwell. She has a neck brace on after taking that eclipse from Ember Moon. She says that Raquel's going to face Shotzi next week for the War Games advantage. Johnny Gargano comes out. He's trying to herd everybody into the car. He says, Candice did great. He says, they're going to win at War Games. He's going to win at War Games. He's going to have the North American title. So they get into the car. Everybody's buckled in, and they kind of pan to the back, and we see another person with a ghost face mask on sitting behind Johnny. And so we have Indy Hartwell and another ghost face together at the same time. So who is the other ghost face?
There's always another ghost face. You watch Scream. There's always another ghost face. Exactly. I love this. Oh, Indy Hartwell. The way she was holding her neck and like kind of trying to turn but not be able to. And then Johnny comes up and be like, oh, she did great. You did great. Oh, this is so funny. Oh, gosh. I love this. It's hilarious.
That brings us to our main event of the evening. Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne. War Games advantage, a ladder match. There is this crazy spot where Pete Dunne sets up the ladder bridge across the ring and the announce table, or the barricade, rather. He's on the bottom rope, and he suplexes Kyle O'Reilly from inside the ring, outside the ring, through this ladder. I don't know if both of them were able to stand up after that.
My God.
They both fall from the ladder. They trade more shots. Pete Dunne ends up using a chair on the knee and back before hitting a bitter end onto the guardrail. Pete Dunne climbs the ladder, and Kyle O'Reilly is somehow back in the ring in time to tilt the ladder back and drop Pete Dunne back first onto another ladder. This looked like it hurt a lot. As Kyle gets to the top of the ladder, someone in a mask, Pat McAfee, runs out and knocks him, tips the ladder over and knocks him onto the floor. The person in the mask leaves. Pete Dunne climbs up the ladder. Pete Dunne grabs the briefcase. And I don't know what they call themselves. For the brand, I guess. Oney Lorcan.
I guess.
Pete Dunne, Danny Burch, and Pat McAfee gain the War Games advantage. So they will be the match starts out one-on-one. Then every, I think it's a minute or minute and a half, a person from Pat McAfee's team will be able to join the match, giving them the advantage. So that's how our War Games match will set up.
Woo! These two were trying to kill each other. My goodness. There was that one spot when like Kyle O'Reilly was like at the top, and then Pete Dunne just like tipped it over, and he like swung real hard like off the ladder and fell, and then the ladder fell on him. I was just like, oh no! He's gonna die. That could have gone bad. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, this match.
Yeah, they let it all hang out. Pete Dunne was great in this. He was very sadistic, the submissions and the finger breaking, and Kyle O'Reilly with his MMA background, using a ladder in various ways to help apply pressure to knees and joints. So these two guys, they really tore it down in a really hard hitting ladder match. Hopefully everybody's okay, didn't suffer any major injuries after that, because they took some pretty spectacular bumps.
I was Arn Anderson stressed based off
of Pat McAfee kind of laying the groundwork before the match. They had a video of him on the show talking about how he wouldn't be at NXT, how Pete Dunne was going to beat up somebody from the Undisputed Era. They were going to have the advantage. And then, of course, it's the same person who came down with that same mask that helped Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch win the tag team titles. Pat McAfee with the swerve.
I just called him Team McAfee because I don't know what their name is. That's the name in my head. It's just Team McAfee.
This was an excellent episode of NXT.
Yes, it was.
We had a swerve with Toni Storm. We had a heel turn. We had a ladder match that was fantastic. We had beatdowns and brawls. We had a Matt Classic technical match with Timothy Thatcher and Kushida. There is a lot to like from this week's NXT. Yeah. And of course,
so good.
Cameron Grimes was on the card.
Oh my boy, he's so fun.
Yeah,
and then like even during the commercials, there was that where Johnny was like Santa and he was selling the shirt. Oh, that was so funny.
He was like, he was like,
it's me, it's Johnny, it's not Santa.
He was like, respect my tank. He was like, you already crushed her tank. And he was like, Tegan Knox's shirt was beside it. He was like, and you already put her on the shelf. She's hurt. He's like, but you may need to buy their shirts, though, because they need their royalties.
Yes. He was like, it's me, it's Santa. She didn't know it was me. Santa was like, I knew it was me. He was like, no, she didn't. She didn't know it was me. It's me, it's Santa. I was like, oh, my God. They are so funny together. Like, their banter is hilarious.
You should go on WWE's page on YouTube and watch the exclusive network interviews, because the stuff that Johnny has put on the promos, he's kind of built it out during those exclusive things. So like when he was like, when they first came up with the spin the wheel, make the deal, and he was like, I hate wheels. You know, I hate wheels. They're just stupid. He kind of like riffed that on the exclusive backstage. And then they kind of like formed it all out with the household at the Garganos, and they were practicing. So yeah, a lot of that stuff he just comes up with during those backstage promos, and they kind of run with it. But yeah, he's good when it just comes to just off the top and being just over the top. In this heel demeanor.
So funny. Oh my God, it's hilarious. I like it. I want more.
Yes, so strong push for the War Games. It's going to come up next Sunday. It's coming up very quickly. December the 6th. The women's match is now set. The men's match was set last week, even though they denied you of your William Regal War Games and had it on YouTube, but I'm glad you got to see it. Glad I found it and was able to send it to you so you could see it.
It's
like Adam was like, William Regal, I dare you to say it. I dare you.
I need you to say it. They're like, please say it. I need you to say it. It's so funny. Real Regal is hilarious, because when he did that whole player at the end and just walked away, he's so funny.
Right So just your final thoughts on this week's edition of NXT.
A great episode. I had so much fun. This was so good. All the ladies segments were great, even though they don't took on my poor EO, but she'll get some get back. Hopefully next week Shotzi comes out and just like, you just see like the Team Candace just laid out randomly, and then it's just Shotzi taking them out with her tank. That'd be fun. I really, really like the Thatcher and Kushida match. I wish that was the feud, because that was really good. Of course, that last match was just, they were trying to kill each other. I was stressed the whole entire time. Just me at 1 o'clock in the morning, just like with my hands on my head, being like, oh my God, please stop trying to die. Please stop trying to die. So that was great. I'm really interested in Xia Li and what the hell is going on with her and who that random woman was. So this was a great episode. Kevin Owens, come back next time again, because he's great. The Leon Ruff, Johnny Gargano, and Damian Priest thing is going to be really fun. So, really fun episode. Enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah, great episode of NXT. Had a lot of fun with it as well. Like I said, a lot of things got advanced as they had such a quick turnaround to War Games. But they've done an excellent job in a short amount of time of getting me interested. Did not see that Toni Storm turn coming. Was definitely looking forward to her teaming up with Ember and Shotzi. But now they flipped the whole dynamic. So now she's a part of Team Candace. And now she's got her heel persona rocking and rolling. And we'll see what that brings and how it goes, how it plays going forward. So I guess that's going to eventually lead us to a EO versus Toni Storm title match, I hope.
Woo!
And that would be loads and loads of fun. To see Toni Storm have a chance and an opportunity to go after the NXT Women's title against Io Shirai. Toni Storm has history of wrestling in Japan, so I'm pretty sure that they probably have had a match or two before in Japan, if you go back to the archives. So I'm pretty sure that them having this match at NXT, they have the possibility to have a very, very good match going forward. But that's kind of me crystal balling things, I guess.
Yes.
If you speak them into the air, they shall manifest and become, right? So,
Nostradamus.
There we go with that. So, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you at this point for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the listeners, the Rahul Rasselcast family. Shout-out to the patrons. And shout-out to Indy Hartwell, because she made me laugh a lot. Love you.
Well, thank you, Miss Simi, once again for joining me here on the NXT cast. Thanks to everybody who's listening. Hopefully everybody's having a healthy and happy Thanksgiving. Enjoying their families and being safe. Thank you to all the patrons who listen to me and Miss Simi and the other co-hosts here on the WrestleCast Network each and every week over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a patron. Over on the Patreon page, get the extra content that we have in store. We review AEW Dynamite each and every week, me and Miss Simi. So if you enjoy her rants about NXT, you'll definitely will enjoy her rants about AEW. So think about becoming a patron, supporting the podcast that way. You can also help keep the podcast free each and every week by supporting our sponsors. Do some of your shopping at cspn.us through amazon.com. We have a tab on the top of our page that says keep our podcast free. You can get a direct link into Amazon, do your shopping there. Some of your purchase comes back to the CSPN to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Give a big shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin, Mr. Terry's boy. They've helped me review the World Tag League from New Japan and Best of the Super Juniors, respectively. So check out those new episodes. Also, a big shout out to Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese as we reviewed Survivor Series and Raw. This past week on the latest edition of the WrestleCast. So please check that out. And also, big shout out to Jade to the Max, Queen Mel Mindy, and F&A as they had the ladies on SmackDown Matters this past week before Survivor Series. If you did not get a chance to check that podcast out, listen to that as well. Good times had by all. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Woo, see you on hashtag.
Kyle, an incredible match tonight, but unfortunately not the way you wanted the night to end for yourself or Undisputed Era. A man in a mask came out and
pushed you. Mackenzie, it's seriously, it's complete and utter. Everybody and their mother knows that was Pat McAfee. And if you don't think it was, you're kidding yourself. Because Pat, here's the deal, okay? Your name has taken you a lot of places. Your money, has taken you a lot of places. As a matter of fact, it's made you a bunch of friends. But you know what the beautiful thing is? Even though you took a shortcut in the War Games Advantage match, the beautiful thing about War Games is your name will not help you. Your money will not help you. You are trapped inside a giant cage and two rings with four of the baddest men that NXT has ever seen. No more playtime. No more pretend. War Games changes you. It changes the way you think, and it changes who you are. And when you've got four guys as pissed off as we are, I can promise you, it will end you. Because, Pat, we're not just focused on embarrassing you. We're not just focused on hurting you. We're focused on making sure that you become the Undisputed Era's and that is Undisputed. Thank you.